So, hello everyone. So today I'm very happy that I can tell you all about the course outline of our lessons in 10 weeks. So in each week I will teach you each of 10s. So the first one is present tense. The second week is present continuous. The third one is present perfect. The first one is present perfect continuous. The next one is past simple, past perfect, past continuous, past perfect continuous, future simple, and future continuous. These are the lessons that we will learn in 10 weeks. So I will guide you each one. So we may go on to present simple. So in this present simple, we will learn about the first one. We learn about the usages of present simple. So the first usage of present simple is for repeated or regular actions in the present time period. For example, I take the train to the office. And for the next usage is for facts, something that is true. For example, the president of the USA lives in the White House. For the third usage is for habits. For example, I get up early every day. And in this special usage, we have some time expressions like every day, once a week, twice a week, three times a week, at all time, all the time, and every weekends. And also, we can use frequency adverbs like always, usually, often, sometimes, occasionally, rarely, seldom, hardly ever, never, and so on. And for the last usage is for things that are always are generally true. For example, it rains a lot in winter. And for the present simple, we also have the first one is positive form, subject plus verb, or verb one plus object or more informations. For example, I go home now. And this positive, we have some rule in it for present simple. So the first one for the verbs that end in O, X, CH, SH, and double S and Z. So when we use with third person singular, he said it. So we need to add ES. So for the verbs that end in the consonant plus Y, we remove the Y and add IES. For example, marry, to marries. Study, studies. Carry, carries. Note for this one, for verbs that end in a vowel plus Y, we just add S. For example, play, plays. Enjoy, he enjoys. Yep. And for the general verbs, we just add S. For example, like, he likes. Want, he wants. Yep. And we move to the negative form of present simple is subject plus do or does plus not plus verb or blah 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 blah, and yeah. And this in this negative, we need do or does. We need do to have like subjects that first person singular and second person singular to have it, like I, we, you, they. And for this, we need to have use it to have he, she, it's or third person singular. Yeah, for example, I speak friends, and the negative of it is I don't speak friends. And for he, she, it, he speaks German, he doesn't speak German. And we have the constructions of do, do not, to don't, does not, to, to doesn't. I don't like meat. For example, I do not like meat. We contract it. I don't like meat. Yeah. So we need to learn more for the last one is question form. So here we need to move there's do to the front, and then we plus subjects, plus verb, la 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 la, plus question marks in here. Yeah. So we may move on, like for example, do they have a bike? And we can answers that yes I do, no I don't in here. And for this, does he have a new bike? Yes he does or no he doesn't. Yep. So here is the end of present simple. So we move on to the next step of present simple, and here I have also have a pictures to have for you, like you can read in the pictures. We have the form, we have the usages, we have more example in it, and we have a video. If you don't understand, you can watch video and listen for it. Yeah, through video. And do you have any questions more? Yeah. And the next one we have exercise for writing. After we learn, we need to practice. So we need to have exercise it, and for online quiz, so we do it online through Google Classroom, Google Form. Yep. So it's the end of presentation, present simple. So the second week is talk about present continuous or progressive, and this is we have the lessons like quite the same, because we have the form of positive in present progressive, negative form, and question forms of present continuous in it. And we have some usages and with explanation in each and example in each. And these lessons we have it quite the same of present simple, because we have pictures to have in it. We have video for you to watch. We have exercise to do, and also in handout exercise and online exercise and quiz, online quiz, so we can do it, like enjoy our lessons. So for the third week, we will talk about the present perfect. So present perfect is we talk about the we will go to study about the form in positive, in negative form, and question form with some example through that. And we have also the usages with the example, with clear example, and we will talk more during that week. So, and I also have like pictures to help you with some example usages and a form of it. And I have also video for you to watch in it also. And the next one, we have exercise to do after we learn. We have online quiz through it. So, yeah. And move to the fourth week is present perfect continuous. We will learn through the H form in positive, negative, and question form through this chapter. And we learn the usages with some example and explanations and some rule in the lessons. So the next, I have also pictures for helping you with the form and some example. Yeah, it's like this. And the next one, I have video to help you. Yeah, like at the previous lessons, I will have all the categories for you. And I have exercise, I have online quiz. After you finish the lessons, after you reading, you can do the exercise through online quiz, Google Classrooms like this. And for the fifth week is we talk about past simple. And quite the same, we will learn through the three forms of past simple, the usages with the examples of it. Yeah, and we will talk briefly through these lessons. I will have a pictures. I will have a video to have for you. Yes, I have exercise. I have online quiz for you after you learn it. And for the next chapters, chapter 6, past continuous progressive, I will teach you all the form of the present past continuous. And the usages with the example and the clear explanations. And I have the pictures to show you, to help you, yeah, and video to guide you when you learn. And I have exercise, and in this chapter, we will have a small test 1 and test 2. And we have online quiz through this one too. And for the next chapter is next unit is unit 7, past perfect. We will talk about the three form of it and the usages with the clear example and explanation. Yep, you can read and learn through it. Yep, and I have pictures, I have video to show you. Yeah, you can see and listen for some explanation from the video. I have some exercises and the online quiz, online exercise after we have learned. So move to the next units is unit 8. We will talk about the past perfect continuous progressives. These lessons we will learn through the three forms of it, positive, negative, and questions, and their usages with explanations and briefly explanation in it and some rule in it. And I have pictures, I have video to help all of you in here in these lessons. I have exercise after learning, we can do exercise, enjoy learning, enjoy doing online quiz also. Yeah, and move to the unit 9, simple future. We will talk. It's quite the same like before. I will teach it briefly for all of you and three forms of each and the situations of using a present simple futures in here. I will talk briefly when we arrive at this week. And I have pictures to show you, some pictures, some role in the pictures, yeah. And usage, and I have video to show. I have exercise and online test also in it. Yep. For the last unit, yeah, we will talk about future continuous or progressive. And these lessons I will explain you in detail when we arrive this week, and I will teach you in the three forms of it with explanations, with some example and the some usages, some important usages for you to show to explain you in it. And I have a picture, I have some pictures, I have video to show you and with clear explanations. I have exercise and quiz online also to help you. And for these 10 chapters is I will show you in briefly in a chapter. So here comes to the end of my guideline for you, and we will learn together through each one. So thank you for your time.